All right, welcome to our second and hopefully last podcast. Today I have with me Cole.
Hey.
That was awful. And LU.
Hey.
And today we'll be ranking the top players at each position in the MLB. You guys ready?
I'm ready to go. Sure.
Cole's so mad right now. All right, we'll start out with catcher. So just start spitting who you think is.
I think by far the top catcher in the MLB is
Gerald Laird.
Joe Mauer.
Brian McCann is definitely a top catcher.
And J.R. Towles is.
No, not J.R. Towles.
John Buck. He's up there. But I'll probably go
He's not even the best of former Royals.
I'll probably go with Tyler Teagarden. Is it Tyler? I don't even know. Taylor Teagarden.
You should know a fellow Taylor.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
That was awful. All right, so Mauer 1, yes?
Definitely Mauer 1.
And Posey 2?
No, McCann 2.
What's good about McCann? He's fat, I guess?
I don't know.
He's fast, I guess.
He gets
stolen bases.
Best player on that team, yeah.
Right, besides Troy Glaus.
You're an idiot.
Oh, Tim Hudson. Or are you talking hitters?
I was talking hitters, but even Tim Hudson.
Okay. Greg Maddux, though.
The fuck are you talking about?
Great, now this podcast's explicit.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude? Come on. All right,
dude,
so... all right, I'll go McCann 2 as well. 3? 3 is a tough one, but Miguel Montero is up there.
He's pretty good.
Miguel Olivo.
Are we counting Mike Napoli as a catcher?
No.
Even though he's been pretty god-awful this year, Matt Wieters is going to be a top catcher.
Right, but not top
Would
three.
You say he's worth Kerry Wood in a trade?
Yes, I would say he's worth Kerry Wood.
Wait, was it you that did that?
Or was it Alfredo Simon?
Are we recording?
Yeah. It was not Alfredo Simon!
It was both of them, I think.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Every player in that was irrelevant to everything, so... All right, so 3 is who, though?
It's probably Buster Posey.
I'll give you Buster Posey, I guess.
So Buster Posey is 3A and Russell Martin is 3B.
Russell Martin is 19A.
Who's 19B?
I don't fucking
Taylor
know.
Teagarden?
No,
Jason Kendall?
Jared Saltalamacchia.
There we go. Jared Saltalamacchia is 19B, according to Cole.
Not to be confused with Sasha Yesakesovich.
Yeah, that was hilarious. All right, so Posey 3.
Yes.
Okay, first base is Miguel Cabrera 1.
Maybe. Albert Pujols 1.
Pujols?
I don't know. Fucking Cabrera's,
how do you say it? How do you
Cabrera's
say it,
pretty
Cole?
Goddamn good.
Yeah, he's a fucking spaz.
Pujols is old as shit.
He's 31.
He's like T-Mac. He plays older than he is.
He got 12 stolen bases so far.
I don't give a shit.
He's fast.
No, he's not fast.
And LU will just praise his defense.
He's really good at D.
So is Miguel Cabrera and Prince Fielder.
What?
Because Prince Fielder can just jump for line drives.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just kind of a circle. Like, just kind of rolls towards
and
the
ball. And he wears quadruple XL jerseys. Or no, he's a quadruple XL size, but he wears like 8 XL freaking jerseys.
Dude, it's not his fault. He became a vegan, so he automatically gained 40 pounds.
Yeah, like all he ate was fucking peanut butter and chocolate or something. Just Reese's every fucking meal. All right, so what are we going with?
Pujols
1,
Cabrera 2. I say Tex 3.
Howard?
Nope.
Howard is a spaz, dude.
Are we going just this year, or like over their careers?
If it's just this year,
Votto.
Ooh, Votto. That's a decent one. I'd say like. The question is, who would you want on your team if you were building around them?
Than Votto. Well, he's younger.
Oh, yeah.
But he does have that.
But if you were building a team for just 1 year, would that be a better question?
Well, then my third choice would still be Votto. I don't want to have a guy who every year in April hits like 080.
How about Troy Glaus?
But I do want a guy who hits 400 every August and September, so I would still go with Mark Teixeira.
Right, but you'd also want to... hitter that can hit 40 homers a year like Howard
or Teixeira.
Teixeira's not going to do that.
He's going to be very close.
Howard's maybe got a couple years of decent production left.
Yeah, he's pretty old. Well, he's older than Pujols. He's 31. He's older than Pujols, though.
Right, but he's got a Prince Fielder like body. How old is Teixeira?
I don't know.
He's like 30, 31.
Yeah. So you would go, he's going Votto.
I'm going Teixeira.
LU is going Votto. Cole S is going Tex.
Yeah, it's Teixeira.
And I am going Michael Kadire.
There was like 5% of me that thought you were going to say Lyle
Overbay. Lyle Overbay, yeah. Todd Helton.
So who's your honest pick?
Howard.
Okay,
for sure. So second base, that's pretty. That's an easy number one with Aaron Hill.
I don't know. I think Robinson Cano probably passed Chase Utley this year.
Chase Utley had a big time down year, but he's really good.
Chase Utley is easily number two, though.
Yeah. That's what I think. I said Cano one, Utley two,
Brandon Phillips three,
Placido Polanco
Brandon
three.
Phillips is a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's not very good, dude.
Who else did you put him? Ian Kinsler sucks. You can't play more than a week without getting injured.
I'd probably go with Rookie Weeks.
See, he's only done what? For 1 year, too.
O-Dog.
I would definitely go Rookie Weeks.
Okay. I don't even know. Like, start naming some names.
Because, like, Brian Roberts fell off the map this year. He's not, you can't
pick Chone him. Figgins.
And when he says Dan, that, when he says Brian
Dan Roberts, Ugla.
Yeah, I was just going to say
Dan Ugla's Ugla. Actually one. When he says Brian Roberts fell off the map this year, he means 5 years ago. But...
Well, he's
whatever, they have the Orioles, best record so. In the East since he came back.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Well, it's either that or a Buck Showalter is a great manager.
That could no, it's be... fucking Luke Scott.
Cole just laughs.
It's definitely not Matt Whiters.
All right, so it's, who do we say again? Utley and Cano 1-2, right?
Yep. And then three, I say Rookie Weeks.
I said Brandon Phillips.
Is Utley good on D?
Yes.
Cano
yes.
is not good on D, is he?
No.
I'm going Utley in at one. Just overall. Cano's a fucking spaz hitter, though. And then you did not go Rookie Weeks.
Rookie Weeks.
I'm like, Dan Ugla?
You're going Dan Ugla number three?
I don't know. I don't think I could, dude. That's tough. You know who we missed at first? That one dude from the Dodgers. Your boy.
My boy, James Loney.
Yeah, James Loney. He was up there.
If Kendry Morales wouldn't have gotten hurt celebrating, he could have been in the discussion.
No, he couldn't. Nice. Moss TD.
And now we've time.
Wait, who'd you go with? Who'd you go with?
For three?
Yeah.
Brandon Phillips.
Dude, Dan Ugla's not very good, though.
This year he is. He's got good average this year, unlike every other year.
There's got to be someone we're missing, though.
I don't know, dude. Rookie Weeks, all you got to know.
You going Brennan Bosch?
Isn't he a left fielder?
He's a fucking outfielder. Okay,
sorry, Scott Sizemore.
Okay, I'm just going to go with fucking Brandon Phillips, too, because I'm panicking.
At least the guy that went to college majoring in baseball, whatever, fucking thinks that doesn't know a position.
Sorry, I don't know my Tigers rookies.
All right, we'll go shortstop now. Jose Reyes.
No.
Cole's number one right there.
No, definitely Hanram.
Hanram?
Yeah.
Jeter.
Nah.
Jeter's awful.
But he's going to be worth $25 million a year.
Andrews.
Andrews, maybe I'd put three, but there's got to be someone better.
Jimmy Rollins?
No.
Not anymore.
Alex Gonzalez.
Troy Tulowitzki.
Yeah. Tolo, oh Tulo's my God. Two, easy. Yeah, easy two. I think when we ranked him earlier, he was three for us, wasn't he? Or was he two? He was two, actually. He had two. To have been. Hanram's a freaking spaz, though.
It was a big drop-off after that, though.
Yeah, it was.
My three is definitely Jeter.
Jeter's bad.
You said if you were making a team this year, that's the third shortstop I would pick is Jeter.
That's very questionable. Augie Ojeda, maybe? Maybe? Mabel?
Probably Unisky Betancourt.
Yeah, definitely.
Mike Aviles.
He's a second baseman. And
Eric Ibar.
Willie Ibar.
Stop it.
Who's the Rays shortstop? Oh, Bartlett? No. Yeah. Who's the... Scooter? Oh, no.
I guess Alex Gonzalez you guys can consider, but he's not as good as Jeter.
No, you don't have to consider him.
I guess my three is Andrews.
Andrews three for me as well. We're probably missing someone. I feel like we're missing someone.
Him and Jeter are at complete opposite spectrums defensively. Yeah. Jeter is potentially the worst, and Andrus is the best.
You're going Jeter 3?
Yep.
Before Jose Reyes and Jimmy Rollins.
Actually, well, no, I guess I would go Jose Reyes over him.
Okay.
Yes. I'm still keeping Andrus.
I'm going Andrus, too, because he's a spaz.
You just really worked hard to get Jeter out of that conversation.
Yeah, I did. I had to go out of my way to get him out of there.
There's no space left on his ass to be kissed.
Yeah, for sure. All right, third base. Two players that come to mind is Jorge Cantu and Wes Helms. Yes?
No.
Evan Longoria, one.
Yeah.
And then two is definitely David Wright.
David Wright's good.
Oh, 4 yard TD. I thought I said 4 TDs.
Okay, so Longoria 1, Wright 2, Placido Polanco 3.
No, not Placido Polanco 3.
Oh, who do we got in the discussion? A-Rod, Ryan Zimmerman.
A-Rod, easy. A-Rod. Actually, I might not even put David Wright in there.
Would you go Zimmerman instead?
Maybe. It would be between three, it would be a toss-up between Zimmerman and Wright.
And Mark Reynolds.
Okay, but
Mark
Wright...
Mark Reynolds, no. And when we talk about Wright, outfielders, dude, Wright... if you say Jose Bautista, I'm going to punch you in the face.
He's a third baseman. He's eligible at third base in fantasy, so he's a third baseman.
You're an idiot.
So you're blaming David Wright for being on the Mets, though, basically?
I guess. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay. So Longoria won. Right to A-Rod 3. That's what I'm going with.
I'm taking Zimmerman over A-Rod.
Zimmerman's like 3B. What are you going with?
Jeter.
Starting pitcher.
Jeter.
One Longoria, 2 A-Rod, 3...
A-Roid.
3 Zimmerman.
Okay. What are we going with? 5 outfielders now?
Sure.
Jose Bautista.
No.
Josh Hamilton.
Jose Bautista is so... Yes, Josh
Carlos Hamilton. Carlos Gonzalez.
Josh Hamilton. All that he needed was a little bit of crack, and he got back on track.
Yep.
Carl Crawford.
Did you really just rhyme like
it? It was unintentional.
That was not very good. All right, so we got to get 5.
Josh Hamilton, 1.
No.
1.
He's in the 5, though.
Yeah.
And then Carl Crawford.
Maybe. I'm not...
You want Braun in there?
Do you think he'd edge out Travis Snyder?
Ryan Braun is definitely in the conversation.
Okay, so we got Jeter, Jose Bautista, and Andy Pettit, did you say?
Yeah, that's real good.
Okay, Hamilton, Braun, Carlos Gonzalez, Crawford, and Manram.
Not Man Ram. He's had no... He's only had singles in
September. I kind of want to say Matt Kemp, but he's been really bad this year.
Yeah. He's still good, though. Vlad?
Ichiro.
Vlad. Ichiro's bad.
I don't know. If you were making this... If you wanted to win this one year, I think you might take Vlad. Assuming you have a DHL.
Yeah, only if you're facing pitchers that throw in the dirt and he can hit shots off of them. I don't know. Ichiro is pretty questionable.
You definitely got to consider Mike Cameron.
Oh, my God. Why did we not consider Adrian Beltre at third?
Because he's horrible.
He's batting like .380, though.
That's a pretty good reason.
It depends. Is next year a contract year?
True. All right, so my in any order it goes for me, Hamilton, Carlos Gonzalez. Who else did I say?
Braun,
Crawford. I gotta pick a fifth one. You guys can go. I'll just keep thinking.
Well, who do you have?
Johnny Gomes.
No.
Jack Cust.
Jay Bruce.
I knew you were gonna say that.
You're an idiot. You are an idiot.
God damn it.
That's not very good.
Jay Bruce is really, really bad.
Shane Victorino.
Raul Ibanez. Angel Pachen. Jason Hayward.
All I wish is that they could see my face right now.
Bad. It's pretty normal, so yeah, it's bad. That was not good.
Jake, go ahead and say yours.
Braun. Hamilton.
Maglio or Ordonez?
No, he just missed it. crap. Who are the two you said?
Cargo and Crawford.
Yep, those two, and then
Jose Bautista.
No.
Oh, good. Somebody else hates him the whole time.
I don't hate him. I just don't. He's going to be like Brady Anderson in like 96 when he just hit 50 bombs and never hit over 20 again.
Actually, what he's going to do is be like Aaron Hill from last year, his teammate.
I think my fifth is
Ichiro or Shinsu Chu.
Well, he is my boy.
Aubrey Huff.
No,
your boy is Michael Bourne.
Hunter Pence. Luke Scott. That is my fifth right there. Luke Scott for sure.
You know, he's been joking a lot, homers. But I don't think he is right now.
Corey Hart.
Corey Hart, no.
I guess I'd go Matt Kemp.
Matt Kemp.
Begrudgingly.
Fred Lewis. Adam Dunn! He's so bad on D, base. Though.
He hasn't played a single game in the outfield this year.
No. He used to, though. I'm going Ichiro. What are you going with?
Josh Hamilton, 1. Braun, 2.
Matt Holliday.
Cargo, 3.
We forget about Nelson Cruz.
He's always injured, though. But he's so good.
Nelson Cruz, 4. And Carl Crawford, 5.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Okay. DH.
Vlad, 1.
Vlad, obviously. Billy Butler.
Thome.
Adam Lind.
I mean, I kind of would consider that if he was in the AL, Adam Dunn would be a DH, so he'd be 2.
Well, obviously, the White Sox have rolled with him all year without wavering for a single day, so I'm going to go with Mark Tehan.
Are they idiots?
that just can't be the truth.
Oh, it's true. So, Vlad, 1, obviously. Billy Butler, is he DH or does he play first?
I think he plays first. Yeah.
Ortiz?
No.
If you're going to do 3, you might run out of DHs pretty quick.
Yeah. Oh, Willie Ibar, he DHs for Tampa Bay.
Nick Punto DHs for Minnesota. And
when he's healthy.
Didn't Brennan Harris DH for the Twins?
That is so goddamn stupid. We got made fun of for that.
That's why they signed Jim Tomey.
Okay, I think it's just 1 DH. Vlad. That's what I'm going with. 1. All right,
fair. 1 Vlad.
Jason Kubel.
Thome, 2. Just because he spazzed this year.
Yep.
Yes.
Adam Dunn, 2.
He's in the NL.
I don't care.
Okay. All right, we'll just go on to starting pitching because there's too many.
Starting 5.
Starting 5?
Yep.
Okay, Andy Pettit.
No.
King Felix, 1.
No, he's definitely not 1.
Roy who Halladay, 1.
Who is Hare Hermans?
Roy Halladay.
Roy Halladay, 1.
Yeah.
Tim Lincecum, 2.
Questionable.
After this year, I don't know if I'd put him 2.
Adam Wainwright, 3.
Wainwright out
he
of
goes
guy.
Halliday, King Felix. Yes?
I don't put him that high.
Okay.
Well, he wouldn't get wins, even if he was on a team that scored 10 runs a game, so, according to Joe Morgan.
Cole Hamels.
He has been a fucking beast.
I don't know. I just wish I could consult John Kruk right now. LU, yeah, yes?
My 5 are...
Well, John Kruk just... gets all the rotations listed on a map and then just puts his hand over the middle and looks at each coast.
True. So he'd probably go with
Cliff Lee.
Dan Heron. Buzzsaw.
Chad Billingsley.
Clayton Kershaw.
Clayton Kershaw was going to be in mine before I was
totally
interrupted.
No.
Yes, he was.
Along with Hare Herhens.
No. Number 1 Holiday, 2 Lincecum, shut up.
How about Yo-Yo Reyes?
Stop it. 1 Holiday, 2 Lincecum, 3 Wainwright, 4 Hamels, 5 Kershaw.
Those 4 or 5 is just random. Okay. You might as well have Wandy Rodriguez in there.
No, I don't want Wandy Rodriguez in there.
Well, you know Ubaldo and Hare are gonna be in
Ubaldo,
LU's.
Ubaldo is.
Okay, so me... Halliday 1, King Felix 2, Wainwright 3. Yes?
It's your choice, dude.
Okay. Matt Garza 4. Hey, we're going random four fives. We might as well. Cliff Lee four.
Cliff Lee four.
Cliff Lee four. And then CC Sabathia five.
Okay.
Because he gets massive Ks.
Fair enough. Mine's Halliday one, Cliff Lee two, Felix three.
Steven Strasburg. No.
Josh Johnson four.
Cole, thoughts?
Well, I mean, if you wanted to win this year, Josh Johnson being out for the rest of it wouldn't help your cause. But I mean,
we'll just go overall.
I didn't know we were playing a 2-week season. okay, you meant like for next go. Year. And then my fifth, I guess,
Roy Oswalt.
I'd go Ubal though.
Questionable. Where's Tim Hudson in the mix?
He's right where he should be.
At 19B. Okay, closers.
Rafael Soriano.
Rivera one.
Rafael Soriano one.
Yeah, you gotta have Rivera one.
Joe Nathan two. Jonathan Papel Gay three.
No.
Are we going top three?
Alfredo Simon. I'm only thinking AL East right now.
Heath Bell would be in the top. Are we doing four, three, or five?
We'll do five, I guess. Okay, go for it.
We'll just name the ones that would be in the condition.
Jonathan Broxton.
Shut up.
Trevor Hoffman.
I got burned by him so bad this
Trevor
year.
Trevor Hoffman with his 84-mile-an-hour fastball and 82-mile-an-hour changeup.
Sometimes they overlap.
No! I'm sure his changeup is the same as his fastball.
All right, Jake, you go your first, your top five.
Matt Capps.
Not in any order. If it was just for this next year, I guess I'd consider Rivera, Heath Bell, Feliz, Soria, and Soriano.
That's four.
It's five.
It was five or six. I don't even remember.
Rivera, Bell, Feliz, Soria, Soriano.
Oh, I thought you said,
oh, you said Soria.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you said Simon in there.
I thought you said Soriano twice.
No.
K-Rod. No.
Are you going to keep him from beating anyone?
just keep your woman away. You'll be fine.
Or his uncle. His woman's uncle or something. What was it?
His girlfriend. No, his girlfriend. His daughter's...
Boyfriend.
His daughter's boyfriend's dad or something. I don't remember. What was it? I don't even remember. His daughter's boyfriend's dad's brother's cousin or something. But I will go with Rivera 1. Jeez. Bobby Jenks, too. No, there's a lot of good... I'll go with the Rays closer for sure. He's been pretty spastic this year, right?
Yeah. Rafael Soriano.
Right.
Oh, we forgot about Billy Wagner, too.
Oh, no, we did not forget about him. We just didn't mention him.
Dude, he's got better numbers than almost every closer this year.
Yeah, but he's like 58. Dude, closers are tough. Dude, he's blanking right now.
To be fair, he's probably not going to retire before next season. He's just going to die.
No.
Old age will get to him.
Plus, he has lefty, which I'm sure Taylor hates.
Let's get Brian Fuentes.
No, I hate lefty. Who are you going to do? I don't hate lefty pitchers.
Who are you going to have? Brandon Lyon?
Oh, he's pretty good, dude. Whoever, Chad Qualls?
Yeah, whoever the random closer for the Diamondbacks is.
I'm blanking right now. Cole, go.
Number one, Rafael Soriano.
Okay.
Two, Rivera. Three, Soria. Four, Broxton. Five,
Hung Chi Quo.
No, not Hung Chi Quo.
David Ardsma.
No, not David Ardsma.
Andrew Bailey.
What is wrong with you guys?
I don't know.
I don't know why I'm here right now.
Brian Wilson?
Brian Wilson. I'll take Brian Wilson. He's pretty good.
Okay. I'll go Rivera. Who do I have second?
Soriano.
Jeez. I guess I'll go with Bell, Soria, Wilson. That's what I'm going with. Bad?
Pretty bad.
Okay. Anything else?
Just managers now?
No.
Top three, bottom three. Or just bottom three. Because
Ozzie Guillen, bottom three.
Top one, Ozzie Guillen.
You're an idiot.
Ozzie Guillen is cool.
Jim Leland, because he's 80. and he smokes like 3 packs a day.
You realize he's only 45, right?
You're an idiot. I hate how LU is worse than me today. We forgot about Kevin Gregg, by the way.
Dang.
What?
Too late to go back.
Yeah. All right. Do we have to do managers, dude?
No, fuck it.
LU can do top 3 managers, bottom 3 managers. We will just sit out.
Go.
It's his guest appearance, so he has to do it, right?
Yeah, because we're going to keep making these.
Oh, we said it was hopefully our last.
Oh, well, we guaranteed it after we started.
Okay, LU, go.
I guess top managers that do, like, the most with the least, even though the team we just put together would be just like, the best all-stars ever.
Ned Yost
would be my bottom 3.
Okay.
Along with...
Ozzie Guillen.
With the Brewers guy, Ken Maka. He's in the bottom 3.
Oh, God damn it.
And then, they fired
Ron someone. Washington?
No, he's... Well, I guess if you have drug addicts on your team, he's good to mentor them because he's also a former.
He didn't do too well with Milton Bradley, though.
No, but no one does.
True.
He did great with Milton Bradley.
Actually, yeah.
Milton Bradley did great in Texas.
All right, there you go. Ron Washington, the top manager. He succeeded with Milton Bradley. Go, LU.
I don't know how I'm supposed to top that. There you go. He succeeded with Milton Bradley. There's no topping that. I feel like we should have just all walked away from the table at that point.
Yeah, probably.
Well, so are we going to wrap this up, or are you...
Oh, I thought you... Did you rank them? I was still waiting for you.
I gave up.
Oh. I gave up. All right.
Before we quit, we have to all apologize for how god-awful this is.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry you're listening to this. If you made it to this far,
I'm sorry for the poor production values. That's what I'm sorry for. That's all.
I just want everyone to know that Taylor is doing all of the production, and Cole and I are only here for our smarts.
The hell was that laugh? Did you hear that, Cole?
We're here for our smarts, and I wish I wasn't.
Okay.
I just had to...
Wait, I was going to say one more thing.
It wasn't important.
Oh, before we leave, we'll finish with who we think the MVPs are going to be this year. LU, go. Obviously, Cole finishes last.
Votto and... I guess Miguel Cabrera. Because Hamilton is going to sit out the entire last month.
You kind of have to go with Votto, though, because the Reds are going to win the Central, right?
I went with Votto.
Right.
But I was... You're just jumping all over him.
Right, but I'm just saying that's why he's winning.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only person close to him in numbers is Pujols, and the Cardinals have fallen apart.
Cargo.
That's who I'm going with, is Cargo.
Honestly, dude, he's good. Too low now.
Cargo is pretty much the only one that has the real shot at the Triple Crown.
What are Cargo's stats right now?
If the Rockies don't make the playoffs, though, would you give it to Votto?
Right, but you... No, I wouldn't, because... He's good in all. He's close to the Triple Crown, and plus the thing that they don't have in the Triple Crown is he's the only one of them that steals a lot of bases. He's got over 30, I think.
That's questionable. But I'll check just for you, Cole.
I'm pretty sure he's at like 31, and then the AL. I'm gonna say Josh Hamilton because the
true
because yeah. the it's Tigers either, are god awful.
It's either Cabrera younger. Or Josh yeah. Hamilton. I mean, Josh Hamilton's batting .361.
Yeah,
that's
the only.
Although Cabrera is batting .329, so I mean that's not bad.
The only thing going against him is going to be that
his injuries.
He has injury. He's not going to play in September.
Yeah,
dude, all he needs is a little bit of crack. He'll be back on track.
If you'd have missed,
that's like the fourth time you said that just during this podcast.
It's gonna be a while till I see
in the NL. If the Rockies make it to the playoffs, Cargo has to be the MVP. And then I will go Miguel Cabrera simply because of Hamilton's injuries. All right. End.
I'm going with Cargo. I just think he's the
Cargo,
top.
Cargo, and Votto. And then...
And
Cabrera, and Hamilton.
Yeah. All right, we good?
We're good.
Cole?
Well, this isn't good, but you can end it.
How do you allow one run to the Padres? What the fuck is your problem?
It was probably a one-run shot to Adrian Gonzalez.
Yeah, it was.
And he's also got three walks.
One for one, one RBI, one run. Three walks.
But we also gave up a two-run shot to Mark Ellis.
Yeah, that's so really fucking gay. Yeah, we don't. Nick we're going to get swept by the goddamn A's.
Remember how we lost in the 0-2 ALCS? Gave up three home runs in one game to Adam Kennedy.
That's fucking horrible. I'd rather give up three straight homers to freaking goddamn J.R. Towels.
I'd get as pissed as you are right now, but Jake just made that up, so I'm not gonna.
He probably did.
Look it up. No, don't.
What? Woo! Episode 2!
And I'll also realize you're staying for the whole thing.
Okay. Is that good enough?
You started acting all professional. I thought you were actually...
Was I acting professional or no?
I wasn't paying
There's
attention.
Nothing professional about this podcast.
We're on a cardboard table.
It's like falling apart.
We should throw in with those details.
We're using one light bulb in here. There's probably echoes everywhere. We have a fucking Guitar Hero mic.
Stuffed into a cardboard box.
For a stand.
We should tell them that.
And a netbook.
An old mouse.
Yeah, with a super old mouse from like 2001.